So here's the challenge. You go find someone that's got one of those Put Christ Back in Christmas bumper stickers. After you found them, you know, strike a little conversation up. Hey, friend. Hey, bub. Hey, pal. How you doing? So when you say Put Christ Back in Christmas, you mean restore the joy to the world of putting the possibility of the beatific vision for me back into Christmas. Here's what you're going to get. No, man, I just meant put Christ back in Christmas. No, there, we just meant there, you know, put the Christ back in Christmas there, you know, there. Just keep the Christ part in there. Also, you mean like, you know, going through the season of Advent, getting yourself all ready, and then the joy of knowing that salvation is actually coming to the world, and I may actually get a chance at it. Huh? No, man, no. You don't understand. I just meant put the Christ part. You know, all these people that won't say Christmas, they say holiday. We just mean put the Christ back in Christmas. So you don't mean to, I don't even know, what's this beauty parlor thing you're talking about? Oh, you mean the beatific vision? I've never heard of it. Really? Is that, can I get one of them at Walmart? Is that from that new fancy eyeglass store down the street? Because I might like some of that beatific vision. Can I get, they got them beatific vision goggles? Now, I'm not trying to make fun of anyone in particular, and I'm not trying to mock the current state of religious affairs, although I am, because it's so easy to do. But folks, when the birth of our Lord was celebrated for pert near all the way up until the Coca-Cola Corporation decided that Santa Claus needed to become part of Christmas advertising, and then the floodgates broke open, what I just described to you, that was the joy part of joy to the world. And when you sing the song, or you put a joy sign on your lawn, the joy part is the joy that you might get if you make it to the beatific vision. No Christ child, no beatific vision. Simple as that. That's what's got, that's the part of the holiday that has been removed. And unfortunately, it's been removed from almost every Catholic church out there in the world. It has certainly been removed from many, if not all, of the Protestant denominations. We won't get into any of the other ones because they don't believe in it to begin with. But it cuts to the core and the heart of what's the point of this whole restoration of order that we talk about. Well, you want to restore the order for the ultimate goal. What's the ultimate goal? Blessed holy death, blessed eternity. There's a great line in the consecration oath that you take, or vow, rather, that you take through the formula of St. Louis de Montfort. People that are out there listening to this that have taken this will notice immediately, and that is that you pledge to basically surrender all your goods, past, present, and future, into the service of the mother of the Christ child, Our Lady. And here's how long the vow is for, in time and eternity. Right there in that little sentence, in time and eternity, you get the whole shebang. That's the Christmas story right there. In time, today, time, tick, 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 and eternity. Holy death, blessed eternity, and forever. Because in heaven, there is no time, or in eternity, there will be no time. So if you want to restore that Christ back in Christmas, well, then you got to get the joy part. If you want to get the real joy part, well, then you got to know what it is that you will be joyed at. And it would be the joy of knowing you will spend eternity with our Lord, Blessed Trinity, Our Lady, and the communion of saints, and others that may have made it to that vision as well.
That's how you restore Christ in Christmas.